meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Look out, everybody.
Why?
Drew's kind of freaked out because he got to go get his hernia operation tomorrow.
Nice.
What time are you getting that, Drew?
Well, he operated on about 7:30.
A.M.?
Mm.
Yeah, that's
gotta,
fast.
Got to get the gear at 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
Drew, why don't you just drive straight to the hospital after the show tonight?
Really?
I should.
Drew, remember the time? Remember the time we're going to the airport?
Yeah, which time?
We had the time we had a 7, you idiot, 7 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
And I said, we're going to be out of town for like 4 or 5 days. And I said, pick me up on your way to the airport. And you said, you suggested that I go home with you the night before and then wait in the car while you did the rounds at 5 in the morning. Remember that one, Drew?
A long time ago.
You can sleep on the sofa. And then when I get up to do my rounds, which I have to do at 4:30, 5 in the morning because we have a 7 a.m. flight, you can just sleep in the car. I remember asking you if you would crack the window so that I could get some air. Lots changed.
Did you do
for
it?
For me, Drew.
Yeah.
Your life's still the same.
Yeah.
Yep, good time. So Drew's going under the knife on tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning. Procedure. Are you a little nervous about it?
Not nervous, sort of weirded out.
Why?
It's just a weird thought going under. Anesthesia, it flips me out a little bit.
You know why? Yeah, because you're a control guy.
Out of control, yeah.
You feel weird when you're out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like that feeling.
No. Hmm. You love that feeling.
Well, I got no one bothering me for an hour and 20 minutes. You don't like that?
No.
But here's the thing, Drew. No one wants anything from you. No one needs you. You're not supposed to do anything. No kids tugging on you.
No, those things are all still there. I just don't know about it. See what I'm saying?
Drew, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What?
Your whole life, everything is, I really would like a sports car, but I can't. I can't put the kids in the back. Everything you wanted, every movie you watch, everything, every. Now, other people think you're miserable, or other people would be miserable, except for this feeds you somehow.
That's true.
Okay. Well, so quit whining about it. Anyway, Drew's going under the knife on Friday morning, tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to sleep right through this. And then I'll be rolling over and scratching my balls when you're having a rib spreader pulling your gut apart. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then how long's the procedure?
Probably an hour or something like that. It's short, I'm sure.
And then they send you home, and that's it.
That's
relax,
it.
Convalesce.
I guess we'll see.
Who you got to work on anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, just relax. Take some pain meds, and you know what? Wash them down with a little booze. I find the ones that have the picture of the martini glass with the X going across it.
Right.
Yeah, that means take them with booze.
Don't they have little bubbles coming out of the martini glass?
Yeah. You know what? We got to do some work on our universal booze thing sign. I think martini glass went out with Larry Tate.
Right. It has a martini glass with an olive.
Yeah, there's just they have little bubbles coming off it.
Out.
I don't know when bubbles meant loaded, but anyway. So, Drew, and you'll be back Sunday night?
We'll see. I'm going to try.
Oh, you'll be here.
That's my plan.
You'll be fine.
I was just thinking, though, I really don't like the feeling of taking opiates. Things like
really?
That. I don't like it, no.
Well, with whatever extra they give you, just drop it off.
Yeah, I'll bring it away.
Try that.
Yeah.
What is up, Drew? Come on, buddy.
What?
Enjoy. Going under is great. Nothing better.
Really?
It's great. Just drift off. Just drift off the sea. And, people, you've said it, well, you're going, it can be dangerous, but if you don't come back, hey, who cares? You'll never know.
Yeah.
You'll never know. You may have done it already. We may not actually be having this conversation, Drew. Wait a minute. I might not be having it either. Holy Christ. This is horrible.
When I've had a seizure in the past, I always get that sort of jerking stuff when I'm coming out of it.
Well, because you want to get back into control.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to give a quick plug for something, by the way, before we get into tonight. We don't have a guest tonight, so and Drew's going under the knife. So it's a good plug night. I never do this, but I have a friend of mine who's trying to get fights going back in L.A. I don't mean race wars. I mean boxing matches.
Hmm.
This the city used to have a nice history. They used to people used to go down to the Olympic Auditorium and other venues and watch boxing matches. It was actually kind of a good time. And now everything's pay-per-view and it's all Mike Tyson and Oscar De La Hoya. But I've been going to these things the last three or four he's done. Talking about five, six guys you never heard of, duking it out in four or five round bouts. Everyone's chugging beer and having a good time. You got ring girls that have seen better days. But it's kind of a nice vibe. Guys heckling.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing.
Is it at the Olympic?
No, it's over at the Henry Fonda Theater. And it's going on Saturday night, and it's called Hollywood Fight Night. And there's nothing in it for me. I pay full admission for the tickets and everything. It's just it's something that the guy's trying to get off the ground. I told him I'd give him a plug because I like that. And it, like I said, there's none of that. This city doesn't feel like a city anymore.
Hmm.
There's nothing going on.
Hmm.
So anyway, if you're interested in doing this, it's this Saturday. Starts at 7 o'clock. At least that's when the doors open. I'm going to be down there. I'll be front row, of course, so we'll not be talking. But the number is 323-845-1425. 323-845-1425. I'll be there Saturday night. It'll be a good time. And bring a little culture back to the city. Andrew?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, the thing is, guys, I go to college, you know, junior college, and I'm intimidated by women. So the only pleasure I get, I can't go up to them and you know, strike up a conversation and get a date. So I masturbate constantly, like at least twice a day. And I wonder if that's, you know, is that a bad thing or?
Shut up.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
That's not a bad thing.
A real call.
It's not a bad thing.
Is that a bad thing? Twice a day is not constantly. How dare you? Twice a day. That's good and healthy. Nothing wrong with that. It's only 14 times a week. So 28, 56 times a month. That's a lot. Please. Samantha?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend stinks so bad. I can barely even breathe. I'm down on her.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 15 too, but like, what can she do?
Drew, whoever
started out,
we just hit the ground running tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, it appears that way.
How long have you been dating her?
About three or four months.
And she's always been this way?
Yes.
And you've always gone down on her?
Yeah, because I don't want to be rude.
You've always gone down on her?
Yeah.
And she's always smelled this way?
Yes.
And why is it taking you three or four months to call us?
Well, I've been trying to get through, but it's always busy.
All right, that's a good answer. All right, here's what you do. We'll give, first off, what happened to you? Did you get molested?
No.
Huh?
Orphaned.
No.
Something?
No.
What went on?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did you get hazed by those high school seniors?
No.
Over in Chicago? No?
No.
Where's your dad?
He's in my house.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
In my bedroom.
That's in your house?
Yes.
You dodged a bullet, Missy. You love your father?
Yeah.
Who's nuts? Your mom?
No. My family seems to be healthy and fine.
Okay. So anyway, here's what you need to do with your girlfriend. Are you lesbian or are you bi?
Bi.
Bi?
Yeah.
Mm.
What, you've been with this girl for 4 months?
Yeah.
Maybe you're lesbian.
I don't know.
Do people at school know?
Yes.
Do they care?
They think it's hot.
They're lesbian. They think it's hot.
Do your parents know?
No.
No. Do you like the attention that people think it's hot?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
You're a lesbian.
Drew, I'd be blowing my buddies in high school if chicks thought it was hot, too. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
You're right. You need another Hummer? And we'll do it in front of Nancy and Debbie over there. They'll start masturbating when they see us. Could you imagine?
No.
How bizarre does that sound? All right, well, you're getting some attention. I would imagine that someone didn't give you enough attention at some point, but we don't got time to get into this. So here's the thing. You tell your friend, your girlfriend, that is, that you're listening to the show, and heard Drew talking about how this, not to you, just listening to the show.
Right.
You heard Drew talking to a caller about this, saying this could be an infection. And the scent. The scent means infection.
Infection of the vagina.
And that you need to, she needs to see the doctor. You're worried about her.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, repeat that back to me. How's that going to work?
I heard you talking about it on the radio and somebody else.
All right. I'll play her. You play you. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Ring. Hello. I threw my voice out today, by the way. Hello.
Hey, baby. Guess what?
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Muffin Muffin.
I was listening to Loveline, and
I love Dr. that
Drew
Adam.
Was talking about
Adam's hot. Yeah, Drew, he's an asshole. Yeah, go ahead.
And Drew was talking about how some people, you know, they smell down there, maybe it's an infection, they should go to the doctor.
Are you saying I smell down there?
Well, maybe you should go get a physical or something, you know?
Are you worried about me?
I care about you.
What?
I care about you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I don't. I'll bring a strap on over. All right. Oh, Drew, my voice is gone. And Drew, what? Pick it up tonight.
Yeah,
last night I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Tonight you're over there in a coma. Oh, he was such a love fest with Aisha Tyler. Like I couldn't finish a thought last night. Drew was on the edge of his seat.
Good. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. It was good. But here's the thing, Drew. Now you're all caught up in your surgery now. I can see you're distracted.
It's also, I barely got here on time tonight. I was hauling ass over here from Henry Ford Theater.
Really?
How weird is that?
What the hell were you doing at the Henry Ford Theater?
The Prism Awards for tonight.
I passed by it. I said, what the F for the Prism Awards, and what kind of retard would receive one? I drove by at 8 o'clock tonight. I was pissed off because they closed one of the lanes off on Hollywood. What were you doing there?
That's the Entertainment Industry Council, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, their awards for, you know, responsible media, that kind of stuff.
Prism? Does that spell Prism?
Pansy! I forget what it stands for, but I go there all every year.
What'd you get?
I usually give awards.
What'd you give?
I gave something to Noah Wiley for...
What'd he do?
He did a performance in a drama series.
He played an AIDS guy?
Yeah. Played a doctor.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about ER.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Here's a good. It's our buddy Andy Dick.
Andy Dick?
Doing good.
What, he play an AIDS patient?
No, he got a patient for being... He got an award for being a drug addict.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, why do we always focus on the people that cure?
No, it's like...
What about the people that give those people a reason to cure?
Adam got
I have to leave.
Andy got an award for being an exceptional addict.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's dynamite. But Drew, you got here before I did tonight.
Yeah, you got here a minute ahead. I was made up with a suit on when I got here.
All right, well, let's get it together, buddy. Yeah. Come on now.
And then I'm worried about the thing tomorrow.
But you know what I love about Drew? He is much more freaked out about being put under and being put out of commission than he is of actually having the procedure performed on him.
That's absolutely true. In fact, the procedure is a zero for me.
Well, it's a zero because you're completely focused on the other thing. Yeah. If you were sort of a little healthier, you would have some concerns about both. I just relaxed, but this is good. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I am... deformed, so I think. I'm only 14 years old, and I weigh 130, and I'm 5'2", and I am a double D.
Mm-hmm.
And I get made fun of quite a bit.
Yeah.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Wow, you feel deformed. You actually feel deformed?
Well, I mean, even the guys at school even have nicknames for me.
What do they call you?
Big Boobs McGee or something stupid like that.
Is that your last name?
No.
Oh, okay. That's not horribly clever in that case. Put Jones or McGee behind something that the person... Hey, Baldy McGee!
it doesn't
work that well.
We have immature people at our school.
Yeah. All right. So, 5'2", 130, and double D.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do some quick radio math here.
Uh-oh. So.
Okay. Seems to me that, Ashley, are you a couple pounds overweight?
Yeah, and I think that's mostly because of my boobs.
Well, that's part of it, but
they may shrink down a little bit if you lose some weight.
I mean, here's the whole thing. You have large breasts, and there's nothing wrong with that in my eyes. I pay good money every year to look at large breasts. You understand?
Every year.
Yeah.
Well, every day, but it adds up yearly.
I see.
That's why I pay my tab.
Right.
So, There's nothing wrong with that. I happen to like that, and I know other guys that do as well. But when you're different, people get on you in high school. And also, if you're any extra weight you have will tend to go to that area.
Well, see, I weighed a lot more at the beginning of the year. I was like 155.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost all that weight, and I lost none of my boob.
You did lose some of it.
You're fat. You're making our point, though, for us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My mom had the same problem, and she lost a lot of weight over a year, and she went from a D to a B.
Well, you're, again.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected then. So you got to pack on the pounds, Ashley. No, that's the point.
You've reiterated Adam's point three times.
So why don't? And this is about all you can do. All you can do is at this point do your exercises, keep your back strong.
Yeah, I have major back problems.
Now, how's the form, the breast form, if you don't mind me asking?
They're fine. It's just the fact that I think that I'm normal for me to be this age. And
yeah, well, it is. I think all you can do is try to keep your weight down as much as possible, and then you can consult a plastic surgeon in a year or so.
A couple years,
yeah, about possibly getting a reduction if they keep going. But in the meantime, this is not a death sentence. Au contraire. This is the beginning of life. The life begins in the bosom. What do you think the kid does when he comes out? He eats a happy meal, or he clings to the bosom of the mother?
Yeah,
you know,
and most humans grow past that. Indeed, yes.
Not me.
Oh, I know.
And let me say this about women with a large bosom.
Yeah.
This is the nourishment that a child gets, and I would rather have my kid nourished on a large bucket of the Colonel's chicken than just a small wing that was hanging off there. Do you see what I'm saying?
You don't want him to feel deprived.
No, I like that. Yeah. I want
abundanza.
Abundanza. That means abundance in Mexican. I think it's Italian. All right, so Ashley's fine.
Yeah.
Don't freak out. And guys are jealous. They wish they had boobs to feel themselves.
Or, yeah, they wish they had hers.
And guys make fun of everything all the time. That's all you do. I remember when I was in the sixth grade. You don't even know what you're doing. When I was in the sixth grade, there was like some kind of noon aid or something. I don't know what the story was, but it was a high schooler. Must have been 11th grade, 12th grade. She would come over to the high school was up the street. She would come over to our elementary school and, I don't know, help out during lunch. It must have been some kind of work credit thing or something.
Yeah.
To me, she was a full-fledged adult, you know.
Right.
I was in the fifth grade or sixth grade. She was a senior in high school, so you're an old lady, you know.
Right.
But she was built just like this Ashley. She was kind of short, kind of curvy, and had a big rack on her. And every time she walked by, me and my friends would go, ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. I don't even know what it meant. It was sort of referring to her boobs.
Oh,
we didn't say boob or jug or anything. We just made that Beethoven sound.
You just thought you were so funny. We're so funny.
Yeah, we're very delighted with ourselves. She ended up reporting us, and we got into trouble for some reason or another. And then, now I think about it, that woman was probably disturbed by it. You know?
She was 17 or something.
Right. Didn't mean anything to us. Really.
That's good. Nothing means anything to any sociopath. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't believe you
Thank
said
you.
That.
Thank you. I'm just saying, girls, the guys who make fun of you and the girls and the guys and all that kind of stuff, they're not really they don't think about you that much. They're just screwing with it. They think about you the 10 seconds. You line up in their crosshairs once every other day when they pass you in the hall. They let something go, and then they go back to thinking about them. Rebecca?
Hello.
You're 16. What's up?
Basically, I did crystal meth on Sunday, and I'm beginning these blemishes. I was wondering if that could be playing into it, because I usually don't have acne.
From speed? Yeah, you can get acne from speed.
Okay.
You can?
Yeah. You usually get these pickers, and you start pushing at stuff and pulling at stuff, and you aggravate your skin that way.
Hmm.
Why, have you been doing that?
No, just that's interesting.
Just
can
what?
You tell me the other effects of it, though.
Of speed?
Yeah.
You can damage the limbic system in your brain, end up with permanent memory problems, permanent mood problems. You use enough of it, you'll get psychotic and start thinking your friends and family are trying to do things to you.
Yeah.
Profoundly addictive. And Anything more you need to know?
No, it's horrible.
You get a picker syndrome. You start believing there's little pieces of hair or glass in your skin. You'll pick ulcers into your soft tissue.
I do that with my nose when I drive.
That's true. I was going to talk to you.
Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible idea, this speed.
Right.
I mean, look, I don't sit here and bash every drug, but speed is the worst.
Mm. Wait, are you smoking a lot of pot, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not working so well anymore, right?
Well, it does, but I mean...
But Rebecca, this is the way this always goes. It's not working so well anymore, and so speed makes everything okay again, so that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Well, I mean, I did many different things before I did that. I've done a lot.
All right, well, you're 16.
Yeah.
All right, you got to start acting 16.
I don't know how.
Well, look, I know it's hard when the horse gets out of the barn with a lot of these girls that are 13, 14, doing drugs, having sex, all that kind of stuff. Your dad's a prick and all that. All you got to do is not do stuff. You don't have to do things. You just have to stop certain things. You just got to relax a little. You got to get comfortable in your own skin and quit picking at it. You have to get friends who don't do drugs who support you. You have to find things you like.
Yeah.
Things you're interested in. Could be a sport, could be an instrument, could be a hobby. It's nice to get into other people, too. You do, like, one of those mentoring things.
Why are you having such trouble? What's going on? Things are so horrible in your life.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I have a bad life, but I wouldn't, like, say that I have the most horrible life, because I can't stand those people that do drugs and they make their life seem like it's so bad. But, I mean, my mom's a schizophrenic. I didn't have much of a childhood, so I had, like, most of my friends were always older than me because I related to people older than me because I grew up fast, you know?
Well, you're busy taking... That's not growing up fast. That's missing your childhood.
Yeah.
Skipping
it. I was taking care of my brothers. My dad had to work a lot, so I can't really blame my dad for not being there. He had to work and do what he had to do.
Yeah.
So, basically, you know, I'm taking care of my brothers and going out and hanging out with people that are older than me.
Well, what happens, Rebecca, is you don't develop the opportunity to learn how to regulate your emotional life, and so you always feel kind of not right. You feel flawed, or your worth is not good, or you feel depressed, all these things. You can't flexibly regulate your feelings, and so you look for solutions to that, and pot, and all these speed, and this thing takes care of it. Problem is, it damages your brain, and then it can trigger this addiction disease.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Jenny, who was dared to lick a sheep's eyeball in science class. I like that. I also like Kendall, who's 15. Well, I can't say that I like it, but she was raped at a party and now doesn't know she's pregnant, doesn't know who the father is.
Worse yet, her mom found her crack.
Really?
Oh, that's bad.
Her mom found her crack? All right. We'll get into all this and more after this. Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. All right, Drew, let's get it together now.
All right, here we go.
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's happening?
Well, I had a long day, woke up early, shot a bunch of stuff for the Jimmy Kimmel show tonight, and I'm hoarse because I did this thing where I had to keep, you know, these goddamn, you know, directors, do it again. Well, why not? Why not do it again?
Yeah, what's it to them?
Zero, really. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm screaming, I blew my voice out. Drew's all distracted because he's got his hernia surgery coming up tomorrow very early in the morning. He's freaked out. Not about the surgery, about being put under and losing control. It doesn't work well with his personality type. He's one of these guys, like, you know, these guys who freak out when they smoke weed. You know, he's Squaresville, daddy-o. He's what you call a lightweight.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I've been meaning to talk about this. I know I've spoken about it before, but I hadn't said anything since last week. You know how I'm always constantly amazed and repulsed by Fear Factor?
Yeah.
I enjoy watching Fear Factor, but I don't enjoy the part where people consume disgusting things.
Right.
And this has become a national phenomenon now. People consuming bizarre stuff. Mm. If you watch Survivor, there are all the people of Survivor, and they pop open the top of the plane. There's a live beetle larva, you know, things flopping around. Things, you know, looks about the size of your small finger, and it's they're chugging it. They're eating it. They're eating rancid this and rotted that. There's a survivor that had to see how much beef they could pull off this big hanging bone and spit into a thing. Guys are pulling it off each other's mouths, only, you know, their hands are tied behind their mouth, so it's like guys doing a big beef, bloody French kiss. I'm telling you, Drew, if you start watching Fear Factor, you will not believe what is going on. They did
really?
did this one last week where they just had a bunch of guys. You had to reach into this mystery hole and feel around, and if you guessed the wrong thing, you had to eat it.
Yeah.
They had, like, goat penis, and it just long goat penis, and the other one was, like, you know, maggot-infested corn, you know, and the other one... they had cod sperm. Sperm. Cod sperm. And people are having to eat it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm having to watch guys
first of all,
nosh on dick and sperm.
I beg your pardon, goat dick. How do they...
It's 8:15 in the evening.
How was it they were supposed to identify these things?
Well, I know. This sounded curious to me, too. Oh, we know. We all know the difference. We know. We know what extruded goat dong feels like, don't we?
Of course. Yeah, of course. The first thing that occurs to me when I feel something long and slimy.
No, here's how they knew. Because it was sort of like you had one of 10 choices, and you could feel the difference between 100-year-old eggnog, 100-year-old eggnog, hopefully, and cod sperm.
Do you have to watch people vomit?
Well, people are bringing stuff back up. Yeah. Still, I can see no areola on TV. No? Really? That's the plan? I can see no nipple. No. Let me tell you this. If during Survivor, after the guy was chugging the cod jizz and noshing on the goat dork, if during the competition one of the girls' boobs popped out of her bikini top, they would have tiled that right out.
The sensors would have been all over it.
Hey. What has happened? How did this sneak under the radar? What's going on?
Dude, anyone would know that cod sperm and goat dork is acceptable. And
this is okay now. It's okay for everybody just to sit and watch this. And where are the groups? And where are the letters? And where are the people? If they showed some boob, everyone would be outraged. Where is everybody? Wait, you know, this is it. See, atheists don't write letters. That's what it is. They say there are no atheists in foxholes. I contend there's no atheist letter writers. Why am I punished as an atheist? I got to see a guy chomping on dick. I cannot see a boob.
How do they eat it?
Drew, it's repugnant.
Yeah.
It is repugnant. It's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life.
It's not even as though you just get the image or the idea. You have to watch people do it and then vomit.
This is prime time, and they run the spots when I'm sitting down to eat dinner. This pow. You can't see it. It's just boom. You can't avert your gaze. It happens that fast. Nice. Everyone's fine with this. It's perfectly fine with everybody. Zero. And no one I talk to ever says anything about it. Everyone's fine with it. But still, no boob. Can't show any ass crack. Jenny?
Hey.
And you can't say underpants.
I was on ABC. I got bleeped out for saying bejesus.
Oh.
Next caller!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Drew, you're really smart. Adam, you're just a genius. You're so hilarious.
Thanks, baby doll.
You brought him back, Jenny. Way to go.
But yeah, I licked a sheep's eyeball in science class today, and because we were dissecting it, and everyone said that they put in cleaners before, and it's really bad for you if you lick it. But yeah, is that, like, bad or whatever?
Why did you look at Pertel?
I was dared. I called you before because I ate an alive fish, but yeah.
You what?
She ate a live fish.
The day before?
Yeah.
No, like a while ago when Bruce...
I remember this.
Yeah,
it was a 22-pound halibut.
Are you in some...
No.
Yeah, remember that call.
Are you in some sort of competition with somebody?
No, I'm just
Rogan?
Weird.
No?
I'm just really weird. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, licking anything... The sheep's eyeball. You get a little formaldehyde on your tongue.
Yeah, the formaldehyde they're talking about. But it's nothing you can really do.
Probably live a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, baby. Stop licking stuff.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Where Vancouver?
Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island.
All right. That's not in Vancouver?
No.
All right. Seems like it should be.
Yeah.
Right. Good times. Let's talk to
Joe.
I'm going to talk to Kenny. You want to talk to Joe?
Joe quick, yeah.
All right.
Then Kendall.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've got a tube in my... Well, first I want to thank you guys. Your show's awesome. It does a good service to guys because I never learned any of this stuff in sex ed.
Thanks. Yeah. Me neither.
But I wanted to ask you guys, I've got a tube in my stomach, a feeding tube. I get like a liquid formula through there.
Whoa, why?
I have a blood pressure disease, and so like my stomach stopped working and I couldn't eat anything very well. And so I was malnourished, they said. So.
A blood pressure disease?
Yeah, well, I was sick for a long time, and it kind of shut down, like, a lot of my body.
Would you have pheochromocytoma or something?
Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
Ooh, Drew, touche. You've been trumped, my friend.
Yeah, they used to think it was chronic fatigue syndrome, and I've heard you guys talk about that. Sometimes you, like, I don't know what you think about that, but they misdiagnosed me, so.
Well, we don't think chronic we think chronic fatigue is depressed and a bad sleeping habits.
Well, I can't sleep too, but I think a lot of times people are just misdiagnosed.
Why the gastrostomy tube?
I didn't eat anything. I was like 5.
Why not?
I couldn't find anything, and they said my stomach was very small, and so hopefully this would enlarge my stomach, and I haven't been able to eat a lot more.
Were you in a psychiatric hospital?
No.
Did you have anorexia?
No. I wanted to eat, but I couldn't really.
I don't understand that.
My stomach, I don't know, I could never fit anything down. I could only eat real small portions, and I'd feel full.
How about some yak dork, or maybe some cod jizz?
I saw that the other night. That's sick.
It was sickening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, so anyway, you have something in your stomach that it sticks out. That's where they feed you.
Yeah.
What do they feed you?
It's like a formula.
Jevity?
What?
Jevity?
I'm not sure what it's called. It comes in cans. It's kind of like a protein shake, I guess. It's just like, I mean, you wouldn't drink it.
Tell you what you should do. You should shove one of these smoked almonds I'm eating in there.
Oh, yeah. You talk about those.
Oh, that is good eating, Joe. I'll shove some of those in your tube next time I see you.
Put them in a blender or something?
Can't you just eat? Open your yap and throw some food down there.
Well, I do now. I've actually been off for 2 months. I'm trying to stay off so they can take it out. But it's hard.
Well, what about the enjoyment? I mean, I'm not trying to be unsympathetic. I'm just trying to get some clarity here. Like, do you enjoy a slice of pizza?
Yeah, I do. But it used to be I could barely eat one whole one.
And so what has changed since then?
My appetite's gotten a lot bigger.
Yeah, well, what has changed that?
I don't know, just with the tube, over a while I've been able to eat bigger portions and stuff.
You're fat.
Hold on a second. Drew, as a doctor, this makes no sense to you.
Correct.
Yeah, a little fart going.
Oh, somewhere. Oh!
Oh, please. Oh, please.
A little took my breath away.
You're in love, that's all.
God. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's like an earthquake there.
Right? I got my groove back.
Man.
I found my second win.
Whoa.
Remember I was complaining that my gas was no good? Okay, come on, Drew. Focus, buddy. Focus. Oh, it doesn't smell. That's nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell
about?
You when it smells.
That was famous.
Thank you.
Wow.
You just flatter me,
oh,
Drew.
Oh, my God.
All right, now listen. Sums up with Joe.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with Joe?
I don't know, but it's none of that.
His story is, I was sick, I stopped eating, and then I understand he was sick, but each time we keep asking, why don't you just eat? He's like, well, I didn't have any appetite. Well, how come you eat now? Well, now I have more appetite.
Right.
It doesn't really sound like a disease that
makes
you stop eating.
Well, the diagnosis he gave is not a disease. It's a syndrome, which is just a description of his symptoms.
Joe, come on, buddy.
I don't know. That's all I can tell you.
All right,
I mean,
but you got emotional problems, right?
No.
You sound really sane and everything, except for the part where you just couldn't eat.
They said I've been sick since I got sick when I was 11, and I pretty much rarely left the house, except for doctor appointments for a few years. I just could hardly get off the couch. I was real tired. That's what I thought was chronic fatigue syndrome. That's what the doctor said. But, this tube helped a lot. I gained a lot of weight and I got more energy.
Yeah. I got to get one of those tubes that lets stuff out. I don't need a tube to feed.
I'm
going to
put the other end of it outside.
Oh, please, Drew.
Really?
How dare you? I just need a little spigot so I can just go and load up on the chow and then just open it up and just have it come out like soft swirl somewhere, but not my ass. I don't want to get that far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to absorb any of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just want to pull it out your stomach.
Yeah. But you know what? Maybe that wouldn't count. Maybe it wouldn't feel good. Maybe there's got to be... Drew, you got to shut the... Hold on.
It's all right.
Yeah, all the idiots in this stupid place. Everyone walks up and down the hall talking on their cell phone. I can hear Anderson screaming from in there. All right, Drew, let's take a break.
All right.
We regrouped. We came back fairly strong. I think we faded a little at the end.
Yeah. That's we'll come back again.
All right, we'll be back. Buddy, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's see. Haley from Mr. Personality is going to be in here next week. Also, Third Eye Blind, Linkin Park, and Cold. So, a bunch of bands and Hot Chick. Can't go wrong with that, can you, Drew?
That's a good week on Loveline.
Yeah.
Drew. I'll be in weird shape, though.
Drew's thinking about his surgery. Drew, you'll be fine.
No, I think what's really the problem, worse than anything right now, not drinking coffee.
Oh, they say you can't drink any coffee?
I'm trying not to. Just I'm trying to be real good for tomorrow.
What do you mean real good?
Like,
did they tell you not to drink coffee?
They said nothing after midnight. I'm trying to take nothing after 10 because my surgery is so damn
early. Oh, they know what time your surgery is. Drink up, boy. Come on now. You know what a good, you know, a little nip tonight help you.
Oh, they were clear about that. Don't
a shot of booze. Yeah, tell you, take a shot of booze.
They said do not do that.
Take that shot. Is that what they said?
They said do not do that.
Do not take a shot
of
booze. I think it's misunderstood.
Any opportunity that might present itself that would include alcohol. Yes.
Drew, they said don't drink any liquids after midnight.
Yeah.
And so you push that back to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
All right, bring me a coffee. Brian.
Get Drew a coffee.
Brian,
get Drew a coffee over here, please. We have no way to communicate with the people who are supposed to be monitoring this show. Get him a coffee. Make it a double. That's right. Boy needs some he needs some life in him. Kendall?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right, so what happened? You got raped at a party?
Yeah.
Who did this?
I have no idea.
Why not?
I really don't know.
No, how is it you don't know?
Because I didn't really know. I only knew a couple people at the party.
And so it's somebody grabbed you that you didn't know?
Yeah.
But you could identify?
I wouldn't quite say that.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing drugs. I wasn't doing anything. But I did go to the bathroom, and I set down my drink. And I guess...
You weren't drinking, but you sat down and you drank.
Yeah, I was drinking, like, Coke.
Ah, okay.
I wasn't drinking any alcohol. And I went to the bathroom, I sat down. I guess while I was gone, someone put something in it. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, hold on now. You went to the bathroom, you set your drink down.
Mm-hmm.
Was someone in there?
What?
Was anyone in there?
Nuh-uh.
And then, while you were gone...
Where were you gone?
Huh?
Was the bath? Was the drink in the bathroom?
You really think you'd have to drug Kendall to rape her? Don't you think you'd just show her own reflection on the back of a spoon or something and then put her in her trance?
Just a shiny object, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to kick her while she's down, but... Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the story here. You went to the bathroom, you set your drink down.
Yeah.
In the bathroom with you or outside at the party somewhere?
No, it was outside where I was sitting.
All right.
Okay, now, you set your drink down and then went to the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Went to the bathroom and
set my drink down. That's the trouble. So you left your drink, had no alcohol in it.
No.
You came back, you drank, you finished your drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And then, I guess, 30 minutes later... None of my friends wanted to leave, and that's how I got there, and I couldn't leave without them. So I went to someone's room. I don't know whose it was, and I just fell asleep.
So you just went to bed?
Yeah, I don't know why. All of a sudden, I got really tired.
You got sleepy?
Yeah.
Were you disoriented?
Yeah.
Okay. And what time of night was this?
It was about midnight.
And so while you were there, some guys attacked you?
Yeah.
All right.
So this one guy, you think, or?
There was two guys in there.
Two guys. They came into the room.
Yes.
So you remember that?
No, I really don't. When I woke up, one of them was actually raping me, and the other one was just kind of standing there.
Okay. And
I'm starting to freak out about surgery tomorrow.
Yeah. Drew, you put a cork in your ass before they put you under. Believe you me. Oh, yes. That's why they want your underpants. They don't want you to drink anything because they want nice and dry. It's going to hurt more. All right, so.
Thank you.
Then what happened?
And then.
So you woke up and there was a guy on top of you.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Oh, at first I really couldn't talk. Like, I don't know why. Uh-oh. And then when I could, I was like. And he realized I was awake and then he stopped.
Right.
Yeah. And then he kind of left the room. And when I woke up, I guess it was about 3 when I woke up and all my friends were still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, y'all, it's time to go.
Right.
I didn't want to stay there any longer.
Right.
Okay. And what happened with your mom?
Like, what happened?
It says something about your mom here.
Oh, yeah. I really don't want to tell her because right now she's really mad at me. She's close to, like, kicking me out of the house because she found crack in my room.
She found crack in your room. What does a... How does a mom even know it when she finds crack?
I guess so.
How'd she know it was crack?
That's still beyond me, I guess.
And what was crack doing in your room?
Well, you see, I do drugs.
All right.
I don't anymore.
You don't anymore. When did your mom find the crack?
This is about 2 months ago.
Was this old crack?
No.
Just lying around? So you were using drugs until 2 months ago?
Yeah.
All right, so now you say you're pregnant because of this rape?
Well, yeah. See, I took a pregnancy test, and it tested positive twice.
Oh, Jesus.
And do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, right now, yes.
Well, how do you know it wasn't he that got you pregnant?
Because I never had sex with him.
And by the way, right now?
Right. All right. So...
Fixing the chain.
This rape got you pregnant.
Evidently.
Yes.
And what about your friends and stuff who were at the party? I mean...
She didn't tell anybody.
I know, but don't you think they could help you find out who these guys were?
That's what I was thinking. But
you got to report this. Kendall, you got to report this. It's a really serious situation. Right? You're a trauma survivor, right? You were sexually abused or something also?
Yeah, when I was little.
Growing up, yeah. That's where all that freezing's about when the guys are on top and you can't talk.
Right.
Your brain does that. It shuts down.
Okay, so, Kendall,
mm-hmm.
You need to go to Planned Parenthood and talk to them.
Yeah.
Find out what the plan is.
Okay.
All right. And you need to report this to the police.
This happened like a month ago, though.
Well,
it happened a month ago? You still need to report it.
I think you do on this one.
And you need to talk to some of your friends and ask them who these guys may have been.
Okay.
Maybe somebody knows who went up there.
Okay.
All right, listen. Start by just going to Planned Parenthood tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Tell them Drew sent you.
Okay.
All right.
1-800-230-PLAN, P-L-A-N.
Drew gets $26 each chick that comes in and drops his name.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So she was sexually abused growing up, and now we don't know what's up.
Drug addict sets herself up for victimization. It's bad.
Right. But we don't know if she was drugged or not. I hate to be that guy, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, she could be. Yeah. It could have been dissociated.
It could have happened. Yeah. But what percentage of people who say they were drugged and raped were actually drugged first?
Yeah. Don't know.
At least the ones who call this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Planned Parenthood. Take care of yourself. Roger.
Yo, what's up?
You're 21.
Yeah.
What's up?
About a year ago, maybe a little less, maybe like 9 months ago, I started noticing that when I wipe, there's blood, and it's like off and on. It's like at one point there's like a lot of blood, and then it'll go down, and it'll be gone. So I thought it was like a scab or something.
No, that is something that needs to be evaluated, right?
Okay. The thing is, a couple weeks ago, I started thinking about when it started starting, and I thought that it could have been related to my girlfriend at the time when she'd go down on me. She would, like, massage it and then, like, sometimes stick her finger in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
good. Times.
I mean, it was the first couple of times it was like massage, and I was like, I was kind of wigged out about it, but then like, you know, felt good, so I was down.
Yeah, felt good.
Yeah, when it was like always in the shower. Every time we were in the shower,
yeah.
She'd go down and then she'd do that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm down.
And what did she massage your prostate?
Not a lot. It was just kind of like in, and then she'd like move around a little bit, and then she'd just pull out. But I mean, it was.
All right. Well, it's possible that she triggered an internal hemorrhoid, but that's doubtful. You really got to get this looked at. It can be polyps, tumors, colitis, ulcerative colitis. There are all kinds of things can do this, but rectal bleeding is a serious thing. It needs to be evaluated immediately.
Well, now if you have rectal bleeding, is there a difference between rectal bleeding and blood in the stool, right?
No, same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So I get a little something on the toilet paper once in a while.
Oh, no. We got to get your colonoscopy. Oh,
it's not in the stool. It's not in the stool.
No, that's it.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
I'm fine.
Oh.
You're getting operated on tomorrow, Drew. You're jealous because my ass is fine and your gut's coming out your nut. We'll be back. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Linkin Park's going to be in here, Third Eye Blind's going to be in here, and Haley from Mr. Personality is going to be in here as well. You been watching that show, Drew?
No. How was it?
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Sound like...
Not you.
Sound like the life's crawling out of you.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah. The show, Third
Mr. Personality.
Mr. Personality, yeah.
Third Eye Blind, yeah.
Yeah, Third Eye Blind. Mr. Personality is, I haven't watched it.
Is somebody winning?
I have no idea. The blue guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. These guys wear masks,
so she
can't tell what they look like, but you put Jennifer Aniston in a mask, and you put Rosie O'Donnell in a little blue mask. I'll tell you which one I'm going to F. Lickety split. Not going to take long. Matter of fact,
that's for a guy. The women don't have.
I prefer they stay in the mask. Just put a nice big breathing hole in the front of it. Yeah.
Breathing hole?
Well, technically, they could get oxygen through it. Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, you can tell what the guy looks. I mean, you can tell what his build looks like. You can tell what his voice sounds like and stuff like that. You just can't see his nose.
Yeah.
I think you get a pretty good idea. And also, when you see a guy's mouth and you see his eyes, you get a probably pretty good. Pretty much just, he would have to have a huge, huge hook nose and just like a horrible, crazy, like scarring, like what Seal has on his cheeks in order for it to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Hannah. Hannah?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
My boyfriend masturbates all the time. And he'll never have sex with me. Maybe once a month.
Ooh.
Once a month.
Yeah.
And how often does he masturbate?
Like 2-3 times a day sometimes.
Ooh, whoa.
Really? And do you know this? How do you know this?
Well, he just does it right there in front of me.
What?
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom, in the shower.
Do you live with him?
Yeah.
Why are you living with him? You're 17.
Well, I really care about him.
No, it's not a good answer.
Now, what happened? What went wrong in your life that you're shacked up at 17?
I don't know. I've had a pretty good life.
Well,
yeah.
Your parents must not give a RF because, you know, they aren't worried about you and they wonder where you're living. They let you live with your boyfriend.
Hold on. What's an RF?
I don't know.
A rat?
Rats A?
A rat's F, Drew.
I know.
Figured out. No, I like that. Yeah, what happened? You in high school?
Yeah.
And you're how old is this guy?
He's 18.
Oh. This is serious white trash going on here, right?
Is that what that is?
Don't ever stop!
That's funny.
This ain't, I don't know what that was. This is not hillbilly white trash. This is sort of city white trash, right?
Oh, you know, that's really funny. My brother always makes jokes about that.
Yeah, but you've been
I'm not white trash.
We'll try to figure this out.
Who is, then?
Yeah, why'd you move out of your house?
I didn't like living there.
Okay.
That clarifies.
Well, your boyfriend your boyfriend's being disrespectful if he's not having sex with you and masturbating in front of you.
Yeah.
If you ask him to stop.
Huh?
All right. You don't have any kids.
Please. Do you have kids?
Huh?
Do you have children? All right,
no. Look, she's distracted by something.
Fly.
Sometimes the wind blows and people notice the trees outside and have difficulty talking.
I was walking in my bedroom tonight. There was a hummingbird in our room.
Inside the
Isn't
house.
Isn't that weird?
That's a bad sign. It's a bad omen, Drew. The hummingbird of death. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Drew. It's a very bad sign. Very bad sign. That happened to my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah. He saw a hummingbird. He was a young boy, but then just a quick 86 years later, he was dead. Dropped dead. Saw the hummingbird at age 8. And 85, 86 years later, pow, gone.
Wow.
Yep, he saw the hummingbird. Then he saw, 700,000 people. Then the Grim Reaper. That's how it works. This is going to happen to you. Believe me. You may have, but for you, maybe faster, maybe like 70 years.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That'll
be 110 then.
You're no kid. That's, God willing. Mm. Calvin? You're 16?
Yep.
We got rid of our last caller because we kept asking her stuff. She kept saying, huh?
Yeah, I heard
we asked her stuff like, why'd you move out of your house at 17? And she said she didn't like it. So, anyway, screw her. What's up, Calvin?
Well, my girlfriend is pregnant, and she has trouble giving me head.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, every time she tries to, she kind of gags and.
Is she having a lot of morning sickness?
It's not really in the morning. It's in the.
All right, that's a term for the vomiting that people get in their first trimester of pregnancy. Is she vomiting a lot?
I was just playing a half.
Part.
Half drops tonight, maybe quarter drops. It was like some sort of game. We try to guess what drop Anderson plays. David Alan Greer vomit. Yes. Yeah. Come on, see if you can stump us, Anderson, with your quarter drops. Okay, Calvin.
That was a gag.
I know. Calvin.
Yeah.
How far along is she?
3 months.
3 months.
First trimester. That's when they vomit.
Yeah.
You're being cruel. You're triggering her gag reflex in somebody who feels like vomiting all the
yeah.
time.
No, you gotta
I'm not forcing her.
She's trying. She's doing what she can.
I was just wondering if it's going to be throughout the whole pregnancy.
Actually, it'll probably get better in the second trimester.
Yeah, there'll be plenty time for face effing as she grows more and more closer to motherhood. All right.
Thanks.
It should be a card. All right, and how old is she?
She's 16.
16. And what are you going to do with the kid?
Keep it.
How about you sell it?
I don't think so.
What are you doing right now, Calvin? What's the
right
occupation?
I'm doing carpet right now.
Doing carpet.
You drop out of high school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What kind of carpet you you doing residential stuff?
Yeah.
Does Canada really have white trash?
I think everyone's white trash in Canada. What are you doing, you one of those guys crawling along the baseboard kicking that thing with your knee?
No.
You're just schlepping the rolls.
He's moving
right?
up to that.
All right, buddy. You stay with that carpet and flooring, all right?
All right.
And no more kids.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you going to get her on birth control?
She didn't believe in birth control.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 16.
What do you mean doesn't believe in it?
Not the pill, anyway.
What do you mean believe? Yeah. She doesn't like the idea of taking a pill?
She thinks it's wrong.
Okay.
Why? Why would it be wrong?
Oh, Calvin doesn't know.
I don't know.
He's trying to get a BJ and lay some carpet, that's all. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right, but listen, take care of this kid, would you?
I will.
You're living in Canada, right?
No.
Washington.
Yeah.
Vancouver?
I know, it must be Vancouver, Washington.
All right. Well, good times.
All right.
Oh.
Got a bunch of young people with kids tonight.
Oh.
Why would you even do that? You know what I mean? Imagine at 16 if someone had just given you a tiger cub. Said
tiger
you
cub? How about like a mole?
Yeah, a mole. I was trying to think of something that was like a little, you know, that you didn't actually have to love, but you still had to, you know, you had to clean up the crap and feed it. I was trying to think of something that was like a little bit of a challenge, but you didn't have to pay for college for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pick an animal that, you know, more than a dog.
Yeah.
At 16, you'd be hard-pressed to not have that thing freeze in the winter.
You couldn't do a dog.
At 16, you might be able to get away with a dog if you had some stepdad who pitched in and crapped it once in a while and, you know, fed it.
Wow.
All right. Good times.
Incredible.
Jenna?
Hey, what's up?
26?
Yep.
What is up?
I got big old boobs.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
All right.
Now she's got another pronunciation. It's
boobs.
It's boobs instead of boobs.
Yeah. So you pronounce boob like Bob Dylan would.
Okay, the issue is I'm starting to have, like, separation anxiety.
From your boobs?
Yeah, I'm planning on having them cut off.
How come?
Because they're painful.
The back and the shoulders and all that.
I have, like, torn tissue in my chest wall and just,
torn?
Yeah, like, torn
in your chest wall. All right, let's figure out, first off, how tall are you?
I'm, like, 5'4".
Like 5'4". Oh, that's a big deduction.
Okay, like
5'3". Oh, yeah, see, I'll do
he
the radio
said, like,
math.
5'3", too.
Now you're down to 5'2". All right, weight?
Right now I'm like 1.
Right now. Oh, we're adding 20 pounds.
I'm on a plan here, and that's why I'm getting nervous because I was kind of fat.
Well, we're adding weight for the right now answer.
You're fat.
The right now when okay, here's the thing. When you ask a guy what he's doing for a living and he says right now, that's a bad sign.
That's
and when you ask a woman how much she weighs and she says right now, that's even worse than the guy who said that for his job. All right, so right now you're weighing what?
Like 190.
And like 190. Yeah. Okay, so hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me do the radio math here. She was, she said she was like 5'3", and right now she was like 190.
Oh.
Well, this is going to be tough to compute, Drew.
You don't have those variables doing to input.
Carry the 5, bring the 3 around. Oh, wow. Where is she?
Jenna.
In line 2. Jenna? I have 5 foot and a Smurf's ass hair, meaning just a little bit over 5 foot and 211 pounds.
Well, not true, but...
All right, but it's just, I'm not off by much. You know, my they don't lie, these calculations. Okay, so, you're...
My point in losing weight is, like, they told me I can't get the breast reduction unless I hit a certain weight.
Right.
And I'm getting close to that weight, and I'm getting really nervous.
Okay, and and now you're 38 triple E?
Yeah, well, no, 38 triple D or an E, right in between, like triple D and an E.
Bouncy, right. Bouncy.
Screen says triple E. I remember thinking, as I was looking at it, well, never heard of a triple E. I didn't think it existed, and then I always think mistakenly, nah, well, I must be wrong, and then I think, no, I'm always right. Okay, so... you lose the weight, and then you go talk to a physician. But don't let this not let you lose the weight. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm 26. I've had them for a long time.
Yeah, all right. Good riddance. You've had them for long enough.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, separation anxiety.
Well, what do they want to bring you down to?
Like 169.
Now, what do they want to bring you down size-wise?
I want to go down to a C.
Mm-hmm. What do they want?
They said C is good, like a large C would be good.
Maybe it was just a Mexican physician, and he was agreeing with you.
C.
No.
Aye! All right.
Sarite.
Sarite. C. Sarite. Okay, so listen, Jenna, keep going. You're doing good.
Okay.
Don't freak out. You can't be walking around looking like a jukebox your whole life with huge cans on you. You want to trim down. You want to get light. You want to get healthy. You want to get your back straightened out. Just keep going. You're doing good.
Okay.
All right. You just keep going.
Thanks, Adam.
You call us back.
You
look at Drew.
Much better.
Yeah, Drew's going in. He's going under the knife tomorrow.
Grandes éxitos en español.
You think he's scared?
Yeah.
Hell yes. That's right. He's a puss. But that's my point. He's going anyway.
All right.
No one said you didn't have to be scared, but you still have to do it.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
That's right. All right. I think we actually motivated her a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's nothing worse than, you know, the heavy set people that got no height at all either. That's a tough hand.
Enough, yeah.
That's a tough hand. Because you think about, especially for women, it's like, well, what's a model? All right, you're the opposite. It's really.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing? Males and females. What do we need that for?
We need what?
We need everyone to be so long and thin for. What good's that do them? Why do we want to hump them so much more?
I don't think it's that we do. I think it's
I'd rather have a donut than a churro.
I think
you know what I'm saying, brother?
No, I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think we get sort of...
I mean, the churro's long. They're both donuts. One of them's long. The other's short and thick. It's got a hole in it.
Talk about donut hole.
No,
donut. Okay, you draw the line somewhere. But listen, I think we get sort of taken with how people look on film and cameras.
Yes.
They just happen to look better in clothing walking on film.
Uh-huh. So maybe all this or much of this happened with the camera and the film.
Yeah, because in real life, people always say, "Oh, in real life wasn't not so impressive," you know.
Well, also, I can't be the first person to thought of this, but 100 years ago, they say, "Oh, well, women were this way; they had figures, you know, they had curves, yeah. They're Rubenesque, you know." Yeah. You take a look at all those old paintings, you know, it's like women had a little gut on them and a little ass, and then comes the photography, then comes the movie camera.
Uh-huh.
Now that's everyone's got to slim down to look good on that.
On the camera. And
these are the images we see, and now we have to emulate. Interesting, Drew.
It's yeah, yeah.
Okay, you don't hear that talked about.
No,
that much,
did we
just come up with that?
I think we kind of just came up with it because it's more than that. It's like that looks good on camera. That's how they become. Then you see them in real life, and they look unnaturally. Then they think, well, that's how I got to look. That's what people like.
Right. But I think the camera then has caused this. Well, if you think about it.
Yeah, in a way.
Quite a large way.
Mm.
I mean, the idea of beauty was heavier before the camera and before the film camera.
But the painters would paint heavy people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's interesting, huh?
All right.
Maybe heavy people look better, you know, sort of more attractive to the eye in real life. They do kind of, don't they?
All right, listen, fat chicks look better naked than they do stuffed into those jeans. I'll tell you that right now. Right now. Kay?
Kay? Caller
yeah.
who goes by Kay? Yeah.
You're 18? I'm telling you, if you got a girl whose ass looks a little big in jeans, she looks pretty good naked.
You're going to have like a fleet of overweight women walking around nude.
So be it.
No, oh, wait a minute. No, wait. This could be a new replacement for Boobtown.
All right.
My question is, are there other STDs in foreign countries that physicians in the U.S. don't test for?
Well, there's one in the tropical area called chancroid that's tough to test for. And they don't always test for something called lymphogranuloma venereum. But these are still some of the classic sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay, so what about, like, Western Europe?
No, everything's not the same over there. Yeah.
There's white people over there, okay?
What's
come on, use your brain.
That's not necessarily true. They have a lot of immigrants in London. And
what are you doing?
Yeah, but they're not doing anything. They're just hanging out.
What's happening?
Whitey's in charge. Don't worry.
What's going on?
Well, I was tested for STDs when I came back from Europe, but I was just curious if maybe I needed to be tested for some foreign strain.
What were you doing over there?
I ran away like 7 months ago and took off.
Why?
She's humping her way across Europe.
Yeah, ran away
like
what?
A jackrabbit on steroids.
Seriously?
Yeah,
kind of.
What were you running away from?
I was just bored for the most part, and my parents are kind of nutty, so.
You stinking whore! How'd you get the money to do this?
Actually, well, I'm probably going to cause a lot of. My voice is heard over like 50 states right now, huh?
I don't know.
That's
awful. Who cares?
Anyway, it's not very expensive, really, if you save up money, I'd say. Do you really want to know, like, prices?
No, how did you save up enough money, period?
Yeah, I mean, you were 17.
Oh, I worked in the summer and just busted my ass. I worked, like, three jobs.
So you made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
You hopped a plane to Europe alone?
Yeah.
And you traveled through Europe for how long?
Probably, like, 5.5 months.
And you were 17?
Yeah.
And your parents
I turned 18 while I was there.
Didn't somebody put in a missing persons report for you? Or?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
They didn't care that you were gone?
Well, I called my parents a couple months later.
And
he did. Told them where you were.
And they didn't notice?
Yeah, they're like, where are you? I'm like, Italy.
Wow.
What's up? Are they alcoholic or something? What's with them?
Oh, man. My mom, like, I don't know, it's kind of a long story to delve into, but my mom's a really intelligent woman who did too much coke.
Yeah, she seems, they seem like drug addicts, both of them.
Well, I don't know about, like, hard drugs, but there's definitely been some drug use. Yeah.
Well, and your behavior is sort of addict behavior, too. Were you doing drugs when you were over there?
No, actually, I wasn't.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Sorry. Sure.
That's a chunky mom.
Sorry, that's my roommate.
Oh, okay. All right, so listen, Kay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You got checked for venereal diseases. You don't have any.
Yeah.
You're smart. You're independent. You're a little screwed up because you're screwed up parents.
Hey, that's not necessarily true. Actually.
It is true. It's true.
Present an argument. Go ahead. Let's hear.
You'll be a successful person.
Well, thanks. Do you think that maybe having parents that exhibit, of course, you don't get enough loving care and stuff when you're an infant, but do you think that maybe by example, your parents can be people who you don't want to emulate?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Hey, I don't want to do that.
Yes,
okay,
that's
the opposite.
Yes,
my
key to success.
And I think that there are people out there that do that.
Adam. That's
key.
Adam. That's
me. It's my key to success.
Yeah, it's Adam's thing.
Once a week, I sit down with my dad and I sit down and show him pictures. Dad, I'm looking at some real estate property. Give me a gut feeling on this one. And I'll go, I don't like this one. I got a bad feeling. I wouldn't buy this one. And I hop on the phone with my money manager. I'm like, oh, buy. Then I'll do that with gambling. I'll do it with anything. No,
well,
just do the exact opposite. Okay. But emotionally
doesn't
help
work.
You. It works in life.
Adam had years of therapy.
Thank you.
And now
Thank
he
you.
Can make choices.
Genius. Thank you.
Otherwise,
Thank
you're just acting out. You're just. It's the same thing as it's any other reaction to your parents' behaviors emotionally with you. You're still acting out. It's still the result of that, rather than you being separated from that experience and making rational choices that are whole.
All right, but let's say this before we go to break, because this is a point that's near and dear to my heart, which is feel free, everybody, to take a look at your family, to take a look at their shortcomings, the things you wish they would have done raising you, the things you wish they would have done just in business, as a parent, you know, in the community, with their education, whatever it is. And feel free to do the opposite in a better way. I mean, if you saw what drugs did to your parents, don't do drugs.
Right.
If you saw that your parents were impoverished because they never got an education and they never got out of their dead-end job, get an education.
Right.
Make some money. Look at the things they did that you did like.
Yeah.
Maybe they did a few things that you liked. Go ahead and emulate those.
However, in Kay's situation, there are attachment issues and trauma issues that will remain with her in her brain development from parents like that. And you might want to read a bit about
good
that.
Times,
there's a
good
book
time.
Called Healing Trauma out there. It's good.
Kay's sharp, though.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Well, Drew's got his surgery coming up tomorrow morning. He's very preoccupied. He did tell me during the break, though, he is going to dodge a bullet for the whole Mother's Day fiasco because he's going to be laid out not having to do anything, right?
I didn't tell you that during the break. You offered that during the break, and I said, well, yeah.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Say, you know, I'm basically trying to turn lemons into lemonade.
It'll be
for
interesting.
You, buddy.
Everyone will show up, Blue Mother's Day, and I can lay down.
You just lay down, hold your side. I'd milk that side holding thing for about 6 months.
I'm actually more concerned. I'm so pain tolerant. I like don't perceive pain normally.
Yeah.
Then I'm afraid I'm going to go do something too quick.
That's the point. Can't do it, buddy. Except if you do have to come on Sunday night, do the goddamn
show. Thank you.
But you know what you ought to do, Drew? Like every time your wife starts bitching out or something, you just start holding your side.
Oh.
You'd be like Fred Sanford with his fake heart attacks. All right. So you got that. So you don't have to do anything Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
Just lie around.
Good time.
Come over, take care of you.
It's a good time.
My mom had the quiet dignity to leave town.
On Mother's Day?
Well, she left yesterday.
Where'd they go?
Who cares? They're gone. That's
you?
The point. She went up north. So funny.
What's up there?
My mom. I don't know. Sometimes my mom is like, she's like, we're heading up north, up to San Francisco area. I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. Where are you staying? You know, they won't stay in a hotel or anything. Yeah. That costs, you know, that's $40 a day. She's like, we're staying with the Michniks. The Michniks. This is the daughter of someone I knew when I was in the fourth grade.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, literally, it'd be uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'm like, well, all right. Well, that sounds nice. I got a nice house up there. And say, well, hey, it's an apartment.
Ooh.
You're staying at the person's apartment up there in San Francisco? That's a vacation? You sleep on a futon in the living room? And here's the thing. And this is why I have to bite my tongue every time I talk to my family, because I know it's coming. It's like, what are you guys going to do? Rent a car up there? No. Tanya's going to pick us up at the airport.
And, well, they're flying.
Yeah, that's amazing. Deal. That's a big deal.
It's a Southwest thing, but guys. $12.
Then I think you're 68 years old. You get picked up at the airport and dropped off at the airport, and then you got to borrow the car. I'm so done with those airport pickups and drop-offs. My new thing is like, look, I'll give you $25. Take a goddamn cab.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm out of Mother's Day. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
That's good.
Drew's out too.
Wait till your wife have kids. Oh, yeah.
Gerard?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're 29? Well, I'll get my hernia surgery then. What's up, Gerard?
Oh, this is for Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, like Adam mentioned yesterday.
May we?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that that you're afraid or scared of? Like, are you afraid just maybe to give up your underwear?
French have no sense of humor, you know. What is that?
Come on.
What happened to those people?
No.
No, they're passionate people. They make a good wine and a nice crepe, but what happened to the sense of humor over there?
They have a sense of humor.
You never hear anything funny coming out of that country.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Drew, you scared to give up your underpants tomorrow?
No, I think just to make a point, I'm not going to wear underpants tomorrow.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, just show up nude.
Okay. No, that was just, you know, do like a welcome to the hospital party type joke.
Hold on. Gerard.
Yes.
I like Gerard.
Drew, speak to Gerard in French.
En français?
Yeah.
D'où venez-vous?
Très bien.
No, d'où?
Oh, du Canada, Montréal.
He's
Canadian.
Yeah.
All right. Viva la Canadia.
Shut up!
What do you do for a living, Gerard?
Oh, I'm a construction artist.
Of course.
Construction artist?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, I think, I'm still in build regular houses and anything. It's always artistic, you know, it's like shapes, angles into it.
Ooh. Yeah, are you an architect?
No, my friend does the design and I just build it. No, this is like...
So you're like a custom builder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm down with that. I'm into that my own self. All right, Gerard. Good times there, buddy.
All right. And good luck at the hospital.
Thank you. Merci bien.
Okay, bye.
All right. Drew said thanks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Kevin, who's 18. Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Here's the situation. Me and my girlfriend, when she takes the right? And she takes it regularly every time day she's supposed to and all.
What's she taking? The pill?
Pill.
Yeah, the pill.
Uh-huh.
And we know for sure that both of us don't have any STDs, so I want to know, do you think, in your opinion, is a condom necessary?
No.
No.
She's taking the pill? That's fine.
Taking the pill, yeah. No, not necessarily. If you trust each other and you know you're not going to screw up, sure. You're fine.
Uh-huh.
Were you virgins before you were together?
No.
All right.
How do you know neither of you have anything?
I'm tested.
All right. Mm. Have at it. Pork away.
So you don't think it's necessary to use one?
No.
Well,
they're boyfriend and girlfriend. She's on the pill. She's responsible.
By the book, it's necessary, but the reality is it probably isn't.
Okay.
You're probably fine.
Enjoy.
All right.
Good times.
All right. Well.
All right. Drew, what'd you do? Learn French early on and then it just stuck?
Yeah. You know, I did it for years and years.
You don't have to bone up on it or anything, do you?
You know, I've been noticing that as I age here, the piano and French are fading.
No,
it just fades if you don't use this stuff.
Were you good at the piano?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. There was some, I was thinking the other day, there's another thing you don't know about me. What the hell was it?
A pedophile?
No, it wasn't that.
Bisexual?
No, we talk about that.
Oh.
Deal with the fact that I am gay.
Yeah.
No.
White supremacist?
Ooh, no, it's not it. I'll think about it. Anyway,
I knew about those things.
But piano just sort of fades. It's funny. You spend all these years building this stuff up, and then it just goes...
Oh, true. Man, it must have been very exciting over at the Pinsky household when you were a little kid sitting in front of the piano speaking French. Uh-oh.
Why is this happening?
That's not you playing the piano there. That's what you're going to be singing tomorrow when they cut into you, buddy. Yeah. Drew, you got to get some headphones. Go in there with like an iMac or something and just trip out. You know, put some nice classical music in your ears. Will they let you do that?
Until they put me out, then I'm going to be...
That's good. Ooh, okay.
Awful.
Yeah. See? Gina?
Yes?
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been married for 2 years, and I have difficulty orgasming when my husband and I have sex, and I'm not sure if there's something wrong with me or if my if it's because my husband orgasms before I do.
How long does he take to do that?
It varies, probably typically between 10, 15 minutes usually.
That's, mm-hmm. that's pretty good.
Did you ever have an orgasm through intercourse before?
I'm sorry?
With anybody else?
I'm sorry, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could have orgasms before with other people.
Yes, and I have orgasmed. It just doesn't happen very often.
How about with your... Did it change with your husband?
I wasn't having sex very frequently before I got married, so I wouldn't be able to say. I wouldn't really be able to make a fair comparison, I guess.
Did anything change with your husband in that relationship?
No, I hadn't had sex for about 4 years before my husband and I got married.
We're not getting any straight answers here.
Gina,
yeah.
Has something changed? I don't know how else to say it. Has anything changed with your husband in your sexual relationship?
No, we didn't have sex before we were married.
No.
I'd rather just sit and listen to this than Gina. All right, hold on. I'm going to talk to Drew. Put Gina on hold.
What?
Okay, I'm trying to find out if a couple of years ago, perhaps, she would have orgasm with her husband.
Right. Could he last longer?
I don't know how else to ask if something has changed sexually with your husband. I keep saying with your husband, and she keeps saying, well, I didn't have much sex before I met him.
I know.
All right, I'm going to try this one more time.
No,
once in a while, I get stumped.
We're married.
Oh, she just answered your question.
What'd she say?
She answered it. Sorry.
I said, no, nothing has changed. We had not had sex before we were married. And
no,
we were married
stop.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
What went on before you started having sex with your husband? Okay.
With your husband, throughout the course of the time in which you've been having sex with him, before or after you were married, has anything changed in terms of how he conducts himself or how you feel about him or anything?
No.
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
So you were never able to do this with your husband, or at least rarely?
On occasion only.
Oh, boy.
Yes, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm not sure, and he doesn't finish that quickly. See, it sounded initially like what Gina was saying is something has changed in her or with him or with them, but this is just the way Gina is.
And the way he is. That's right.
Right.
Do you guys have oral sex?
Yeah, sometimes.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Maybe he should do that every time.
Okay.
Why, could you ask him to do that every time?
Yeah, he would do that.
Okay.
Wouldn't that take care of things?
Sure. I just wasn't sure if there... I just thought it was odd that I could through oral sex, but had a harder time during...
No, most women have orgasm only through oral sex. Only. So you're kind of above the average in that you can go both ways.
Sneak one out every once in a while.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. You're in great shape, baby.
Welcome to the world that Cosmos created, which is based on some fantasy.
Yeah. All right. So Gina's fine.
Yeah.
Sure took a long time to get to that,
yep.
though, didn't it?
Yeah.
And did she really have a question?
Yep, she did. She didn't. She was. I think the deal was, she had never really talked to anybody about her sexuality, and she was so uncomfortable and ashamed, it kept getting projected onto us.
Well, I think she kept wanting to underscore the point that she was not having sex.
Right, exactly. That's all that shame.
Lisa?
Yeah.
You're 35?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I'm 35, and my husband, about 6 months ago, went to prison, and I had told him that at 35 I wanted to have his child, and the only way we were going to be able to do this is if we figured out some way for him to do it when he was in his cell, and then when I came for a visit, give it to me, and I'd go in the bathroom. And last weekend we did it.
What did he put it in? One of his buddies?
Not what I wanted him to put it in.
He baked it into a cake.
Cake, yeah.
Yeah, she had to shove the entire angel food cake up her.
He put it in a rubber glove.
Oh, good time.
A finger of a rubber glove.
All right. Well, that's not bad. What did you think? He was going to put it in a turkey baster, in the joint?
I didn't know what he was going
to
put it in.
Well, you said you wanted it to be in something. What did you want it to be in?
What did I want it to be in?
Yeah.
Well, I would have liked it to have been in me.
I see. You wanted a direct.
That'd have been
oh,
right.
What
I
happened?
See. But
to,
you kind of had to know that wasn't going to happen.
What
right?
Yeah.
Well.
See,
yeah.
Here's the thing, Drew. I'd be all right in the joint because I think I could fit through one of those talking holes
yes.
they have drilled
those
into
little,
the
yeah.
you know,
Lexan.
We actually joked about sitting at the table and having it, you know, because he has long legs in any way. But
what about what happened to conjugal visits?
They don't have those in Oregon.
Good.
Why?
Good.
Good. You
Good.
Must not know anybody in prison that you care about.
You're goddamn right I don't know anybody in prison.
Well, he's in there for something he didn't do.
Of course.
And we're waiting for trial.
All right. What didn't he do?
He didn't do anything.
I know, but...
What didn't
I know,
do?
But...
he didn't do what he didn't do.
This is what I love about our listeners. Like, he's in prison for a crime he didn't do. All right. What didn't he do? He didn't do anything. All right.
And will be used against you, so I won't say anything.
What was he accused of?
He was accused of having a weapon.
And he's never had a weapon before?
I don't want to answer that.
Oh,
don't ask me this. Let me get back to you.
No. Wait a second. Listen, if you're accused of having a weapon and you go into the joint because of that, then you're on probation.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Already. He was
All
on
right.
probation.
So, what was he on probation for?
I don't want to say. Well, I can't.
You don't. You don't think. You don't think the.
I want to talk about the baby. I
don't give a rat's ass.
What?
You don't think the DA knows what he's on probation for?
Well, everybody knows.
All right. So tell us.
I don't want to say. I can't say. You know what?
Why can't
I'm going
you?
To visit him in the morning. Tomorrow is his visit, and he's listening right now. And I will tell him tomorrow. He will have heard this, and he will say, "Honey, you are good or you are bad for not saying what it was about." Because I mean, there's not
just
very
don't
many
put her in a
people
bad position.
In this situation, so yes. they would
well, digging whore. Wait a second.
I
don't. First off, what's he going to do? He's in the joint.
Hey, he's my husband. What do you mean he's going to do? Either he's going to do time or he's not going to do time, and I'm pushing for no time.
Wow.
Hold on
I
a
want
second.
Him here.
Oh, boy.
God damn, is Lisa nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, is she nuts.
Yeah.
She's like 10 kinds of nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what that is? That's called dysregulated aggression, which is certain personality disorders. They
no,
can't regulate their aggression.
This is called nuts.
Well,
oh, you want to hear nuts? My life is nuts.
We get that. We get that. But you created that.
Yeah.
I like that she's offered that as an excuse. Okay.
Anyway,
Hold on. Listen. I would not. I would be upset if you told me you owned an iguana. I can't believe you're trying to have kids.
I already have two.
Oh
my God.
I have a 6 and an 8 year old.
Yeah. I look at you as an enemy of the state.
What?
So what are you doing, witch?
Really?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Why
I
more
want
kids?
A baby.
Oh. You want a baby? You're nuts.
Him.
You don't love anything.
Oh, I do love a lot.
Oh, you're so goddamn nuts.
I'm no nuttier than you are for having me on your talk show.
Ooh,
so.
That's an interesting point.
Anyway.
Touche, by the way.
We are all nutty a little bit.
Yeah, I know. We're a little nutty. You're a ton nutty.
Okay, well, you're nutty for putting me on the air anyway.
I like that logic.
Yeah, but listen, all I got to do is hit this button and I'm sane again. You're still nuts. Now I'm nuts because I'm going back there.
Yeah. I'm not in denial.
Okay, now just listen to
good
me.
Good girl. I like to me. I like this.
Your husband's a felon. And you're cranking it. You're trying to have more kids with this nut job?
Excuse me?
What are you thinking?
A nut job. I would like to give him a nut job, though.
All right. Please don't have kids.
Why?
I'll tell you why. And I just want you to listen with
I'm listening.
Now put the phone to your sane ear and listen to me.
Neither of them are sane.
Listen to me.
Good girl.
You sound like my husband.
Your husband is incarcerated.
For not very long.
Well, we don't know that.
I wouldn't count on that.
We don't know that.
Well, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
And he has plenty of priors.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna come out and head up the Beatrice Corporation. He's gonna get a job at a welding supply place.
Oh no, he's gonna get a job with me. He's gonna be working on me for a very long time.
Mm. Where's my bourbon?
Okay. You are nuts, and somebody abused you. And you already have two kids. How are you going to support?
Who said he abused me? I never.
No,
said
he didn't.
No, he
something
didn't
your
abuse
dad did.
You.
Oh.
Your dad did.
Yeah.
Whose dad did?
Your dad did.
My dad never abused me. I had the perfect relationship with my mom and dad.
No.
He was a letter carrier. We went on vacations every year.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I had a perfect childhood.
He's a letter carrier.
Maybe that's why I'm all
messed up. He never hit you.
No, spankings, yes, but never.
That's called
hitting. I've never been abused. Never.
Listen, whatever. Then you got hit by lightning or an earwig crawled in your brain when you were 14. And
why? I got hit by a car. No.
Good. There it is.
Well, really, why do you say this? I'm serious.
Because I can hear that you're mentally unstable.
You're right. I am.
All right. Mentally unstable people should not be raising kids. So please stop it.
Oh, my God.
Take that sperm and eat it. Pretend you gave him a blowjob.
It's too late.
Oh, good. All right, listen. When I'm in charge, I go around and put a bullet in all these people's heads. I got to have more kids. Got a nice 8-year-old, a 4-year-old. Who's taking care of those kids?
Just,
who's paying for those kids?
She maybe just an untreated bipolar, in which case she could get better.
Get some medication, please. No more kids. And I'm fine with them getting rid of these conjugal visits because they knock up screwballs like this.
Mm. You're right.
Please. All right. He's in there, but he's got a bunch of priors. That's why he's in the joint.
Of course.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. All right. Let's power through some calls here.
All right, here we go.
Who's that? The Cult? That's Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like the Cult.
I agree with you.
That sounds just like a Cult song to me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Drew Grace. Drew knows his Cult. He used to bang his head. Yeah. Now he bangs his balls.
That's tomorrow.
Yep. George?
George.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, hello? What's up? Go on.
I just had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I got diagnosed with chlamydia a while back.
Yeah.
And the doctor prescribed me some pills, which I took, which supposedly got rid of it. Now, what I'm wondering, is that still in my body? Like,
you took the single-dose treatment?
Yes.
Yeah, you're done. You're fine.
So does that means that I cannot contract that disease to anyone else, pretty much?
How long ago did you take the antibiotics?
Probably about 2 months ago.
No, you're fine. You cannot give that to anybody else.
Audrey.
Yeah.
You're 27?
27.
What's up?
Well, I have a problem.
All right, I'm going to read it. Husband hates it when you get wet during sex.
So wet.
Well, because I get really wet.
Right. And
so, I want to know if there's something that I... Because he gets, like, right away he'll get turned off. He'll be like, oh, you're really moist. And he'll think that I've already, finished. And sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, I'm finished. So that way, it's
that's
over.
It's kind of weird of him.
What does that mean? You think you're finished?
I don't understand. I mean, is there something that I can do to,
his thing is, though, she's only supposed to be that wet after she's had an orgasm.
That's what he's thinking.
As opposed to, the passion man would go, hey, great, she's really...
Just turned on.
Yeah.
Well, you just tell him you haven't had an orgasm.
No, he doesn't like the... He gets grossed down.
Well, actually, the only time
he says she's finished.
Yeah.
No,
I'll just tell him, I'm finished, so...
So he won't humiliate her further.
Uh-huh. Is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
All right. Well, look, I don't know what to say when he won't believe what you say.
No, no, it's, he doesn't like the mess. He doesn't,
he doesn't like the fact that I get really moist.
See?
Drew, shut up. I understand that, but then you start going to this part where he says, well, you're finished. I can tell you're finished, and then you just agree with him.
Exactly,
What does that mean, I can tell you're finished?
He just thinks I've already reached my orgasm. I've already climaxed.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and you then need to say to him, no, I haven't had an orgasm, and Drew, be quiet.
Okay, and then, I don't know, I mean, I could tell him that, and then it won't stand up anymore. He'll get turned off. And then it takes him a long time to get back up.
All right, tell him he's got to give you oral sex then.
Okay.
He may be gay. Something's up with him. This guy's either gay or he's an asshole. Or he's just an asshole. This guy sounds like an ass.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you're a huge fan of him either.
He could be.
He just sounds like a narcissistic prick,
but
really.
He's freaked out by the woman's sexual response.
Yeah, but he's also just maybe a little lazy and a little angry. Yeah.
Lazy could be it.
All right, you have kids with this guy?
Yeah, I have two.
All right. Well, now you got to stay with him.
I have to stay with him.
Yeah. Talk to him and tell him to listen to you. If he doesn't, you can cut him off altogether.
I think the asshole quality comes in more with how you have to lie to him and acquiesce to his crazy interpretations.
Well, stop doing it. Yeah. Don't dance with him.
Yeah.
Asshole.
All right, we'll be back. A good song, and it got that much better when I found out it wasn't you two.
I'll see you on Sunday.
I was like, oh, I can now enjoy this. All right. Not that there's anything wrong with you two, but I think we've heard about enough of them, haven't we?
Yeah.
We're done with you two. All right, we get it. Okay. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job on the coffee and the phones all week long. Phone screener Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing the same things Brian does, and maybe even better. But Brian knew who Lou Christie was 3 days ago, and that makes him superior to everyone. Tara's got a great policy. Anyone who knows anything that she doesn't know must be an idiot.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's a very interesting philosophy. It's one you should really look into. All right. I want to thank...
Lauren, Ann.
Yeah, producer Ann and junior, sub-junior producer Lauren. And, of course, the magic-fingered one, engineer Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.